Good evening. Good evening. This is Brother Lewis Parker Jr., and we're bringing the program on tonight that's sponsored by Darien Luke Church of Christ in Houston, Texas, where Brother Lewis Parker the IV is the minister. On Tuesday nights, Brother Parker Jr. is preaching, and maybe others, and we just enjoy having you. On Thursday nights, we have Bible questions and answers beginning at 7:30. But all of our programs will begin at 7:30 each night, and some will go 2 hours and some 1 hour. Tonight, we'll be talking to you on the subject, what in hell do you want? Ooh-wee! What's down there in hell do you want? You know, many times we look at the Bible and we know that God promised us security. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 through 5, the Bible says, "Blessed be the God and Father of your Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inhabitant incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." Ooh, God is our security. Look, there are many times we get all mixed up and messed up on this earth because we forget our security. We lose our faith in God. We start trusting in the world and the things thereof. And the Bible declared, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world, for all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life." Ooh, hey, none of it can save you. The question is, and the subject, part one, what in hell do you want? And I don't want nobody to get confused, neither. I'm not using a term that you hear on the streets every day. What blank in the hell do you want? No. I'm saying, what in hell do you want? What's down there that make folk act so ridiculous to try to get there? And in America today, we have folk that are struggling, racing over each other to try to get to heaven. You can't sin worse than me. You can't sin better than me. I'm a better sinner than you. And they'll prove it. If somebody go out there and shoot a man 50 times, they'll go and shoot him 100 times and cut him up into little pieces and bake him if they want to, just to do some wickedness on this earth. You know, this is something we need to take seriously. The United States is in bad shape now, spiritually. We're not even recognizing the religion that has brought us this far. We call it Christianity, but now no God will do anything that you want to do. Way is all right now to do in America, and that's a sin and a shame. Very sinful. Open your Bibles. Our basic instructions before leaving Earth. Bible could be an acronym, which means basic instructions before leaving earth. Open your Bibles up to Luke chapter 16. We want to start reading at verse number 19. The Bible says, "There was a rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. He lived in luxury every day." Just think about people that's got the money, how they live so luxuriously every day. It's all about them, how they feel. They become so self-centered. Ooh, wait till they forget about everybody else. And you don't have to be rich to do that. Some people, on payday, go crazy. They don't have that much money, but their head jump time on payday and go out and get high as they want to get, smoke all the dope, and broke the next morning begging for some money. Ooh, Jesus. This man was rich. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores. My Lord, my Lord. Rich man, dining wonderfully every day. Ooh, Jesus. And a poor man with sores on his body, lying at his feet, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. More, the dogs came and licked his sores. Ooh, Lord have mercy. You know, many times, many of us all admit how guilty we can get. Sometimes I have to pray for myself driving the roads. And you stop at a red light or a stop sign. Here's a person with a bucket and a sign begging for money. And I have to catch myself and pray for myself. Wait a minute. This person could be for real. I don't know. But I got a little change in my pocket. Let me give him a dollar or so, or the change that's in my pocket. Give him something, because I got to meet Christ one day. I don't know if this person is out there for whatever. It doesn't matter. If I can do it, do it. If I got an extra sandwich somewhere in the car, give it to them. Amen? I remember years back. I stopped at a Whataburger with my family. We went to eat in at the Whataburger. When we got in there, I noticed a couple of guys who were looking homeless and everything, which they were, because I asked the manager. He said, yeah, they're homeless. He said, but I let them in here. Now, they're not going to disturb you or nothing like that. But when people leave out here and leave half their hamburger, their fries, and their drink in there, he let them sit at the table and eat the scraps that were left. Ooh-wee! What in hell do we want? And they were hungry enough to eat that food. I looked at them. I watched them. It touched my heart very deeply. And we go around here judging folks. You don't know who's who. You know, if he's out there lying, if he's out there pretending to be broke or something like that, he's got to answer to God for that. You just do good unto all men, but especially those of the household of faith. This man faring sumptuously, poor man at his gate, begging for the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. Verse 22, and it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. We all got to leave here. What we do here makes a difference of where we go after we die. Ooh, everybody, listen. We got to leave here. And there's one of two places you're going to go. To heaven or to hell. Ain't no in between. You go to heaven or you go to hell. The rich man died and the beggar died. Now notice verse 23. When the rich man died and in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. He saw poor man was saved. He was down there in hell. Lord, I want you to think about this very carefully, very carefully. We are friends, family members, who are right now down there in hell doing some of the same thing this rich man is doing. Jesus don't lie. He told you a parable that was the truth. Parables were truth. He's down there in the hell hole down there and died, and he was buried. And in hell, he lifts up his eyes, being in torment, and seeing Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the of his finger, for I am tormented. He said, dip the tip his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Ooh-wee. All the poor man wanted was the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. Now all the rich man want now is for Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water to cool his scorching tongue. Ooh, Lord have mercy. Think about it. Those of us who are trying to live right and do right, think about it. Hell is a terrible place. And what is it that you want in hell that you just treat people any kind of way? Out here doing anything and everything that you think you want to do. Where you think you're going? You're going to hell is where you're going to go. And that means me or anybody else that's not going to do God's will, you going to hell. But I don't believe in no hell. I don't care what you don't believe in. Do you believe in dying? How many funerals you ever been to? Do you believe in dying? How many funerals you been to? How many people were resurrected other than Christ Jesus out of the grave? Nobody but Christ. What in hell is it that people are fighting like crazy to get down there to do anything to people, to killing, to stealing, everything they want to do, running over them? Some guy trying to help somebody on news the other day, and somebody ran the car and knocked them off the highway out in the water somewhere. Innocent person trying to help somebody who needed some help. You see, we're going ridiculously crazy in America. We're going ridiculous. Now, he said, send him to dip the tip of his finger in water to cool his tongue. Now, just the tip. I show you, hell is so terrible. He wasn't looking for a glass of water. He didn't even say, bring some cold water. Dip the tip of your finger in water and bring him cool my tongue. Just a tip. That's all he desired, was just a tip. Abraham said, son, remember that thou in thy lifetime received the good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. You got the good things in life. Did you think about that when he was at your gate begging for the crumbs from your table? Were you looking at him at the gate while the dog was licking his sores? We got a lot to pay for. We sit around and make excuses about anything that we don't want to do. You can pass the blame and say, well, we need to help so-and-so. I ain't give them nothing. They need to help themselves. You better shut your mouth up and try to do right. Where do you think you're going? Just that attitude is going to send you to hell. You're a non-giver. Your attitude is going to send you to hell. You see, right now, when countries get as we are right now, which is going to get worse because we have a lot of money and stuff like that, and people are just going crazy about the wealth and the power of the United States until their heads have jumped down. They could care less about each other. Everybody can go to hell but me. I just want to live good and have money. I want this. I want that. I'm going to buy me this, buy something new. I'm going to do this. Ooh, I'm living good. But what is your life? Think about it. What is your life. It's even as a vapor that appears for a little while and soon vanish away. Just yesterday, I was in high school. All these years in passing, and just yesterday looked like I was in high school. I was on my mama's and dad's house and doing just yesterday, I came to all of those years ago. Where did the years go? You need to answer some questions for yourself and be thankful unto God. Say, praise the Lord. Obey the Lord. Obey his word. And Abraham said, son, you remember in your lifetime when you see good things and Lazarus, evil things. And now he's comforted and you are being tormented for your foolishness is what he's talking about. In verse 26, he said, and beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from thence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that walk to come from thence. You know, he could look over there and see him, but he couldn't get over there, and neither could Lazarus get back to where he was. See, after death, we're going to know a lot of things. And I want you to think about something. Pray about it. We all have friends, loved ones, and everybody who passed years back. Just thinking, man, where may they be? Where are they now? Where did they follow the Bible? Did they follow the instruction? Did they follow the Bible, the basic instructions before leaving earth? Did they follow that? Where are they then? If it's someone you know, notice if they're down where that rich man was. Then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, rather, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into the place of torment. Let him go tell my brothers, five of them, don't come down there to hell where I'm at. How many of us know somebody that left on before them now? You are sure that they're in hell because you know how they live. Hey, well, what in hell do you want? Get down there with them. You think y'all going to be buddy-buddy? Go down there and smoke some old dope with them. Run women with them. Get drunk with them. Party time with them. What do you think? Look, church is important. And it's the only thing on this earth that's going to reserve us from hell. And that is the church. To become a member of the body of Christ according to the scriptures. And that's what God has commanded us to do. God has always saved his own. But you see, a lot of people out here could care less about salvation. They don't even realize that after death, then cometh the judgment. But the thing about when you die, you're going to either go over in Abraham's bosom or you're going to hell waiting for the judgment. Waiting for the judgment. You know where you're going to go when you die. Amen? And he said, I got five brethren that he may testify unto them that they also come from the place, that they all also come into this place. Don't come here where I am in torment. Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said unto them, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. Verse 31. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded through the one rose from the dead. Even though one came from the dead, they're not going to be arisen from the dead. People hear the gospel and the word, and they could care less about it now. They could care less about what the word says to them. Because we know there's something down there in hell that they want. Ooh, it's got to be something down there. Let's see. Let's see what the Bible has to say. Galatians chapter 5. Turn your Bibles over to Galatians chapter 5 to look at this. Beginning at verse number 19. Let's start up above that. Let's go to verse number 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. See, some of us got to learn how to walk in the Spirit of Christ. We're out here trying to fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now, Friday night is coming pretty soon, and everybody going to want to get that check, maybe pay a few bills, but they got to put some money aside to go out and party all night long. To the hotel, the motel, the Holiday Inn. Take some kind of woman with them down there, or a man, or a woman and a man, and just party the rest of the night, and then get up and go sit up in the church like somebody, like a alien up in the church. To have a good time in the church. Church is the morning, Sunday morning nightclub. They lead the nightclub, go to the hotel, motel, Holiday Inn, and get up Sunday morning and go into the nightclub at the church. Ooh, hey, they be carrying on like a nightclub. They got the music boom, banging, and carrying on, and they got all them hit songs. They got in there sound just like the world up there, just singing out, just doing anything, just party time up in the church. We're going to hell in a handbasket. We got to repent and get right. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. They're looking to continue the Sunday morning party and have a good time. He says in verse 16, this I say, walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You get in the spirit, and you won't be trying to do what the flesh desire you to do. And when you go to church, act right, look right, dress right, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Don't go up there as a young lady looking like a little hoochie mama up in the church. Boys going up there flip-flopping like they some kind of drug dealer, some kind of thug up in the church. You dress and present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Don't go in there to have a good time, a party. You go in there to worship God in spirit and in truth. You've been messing up that night, repent. You hear the gospel, obey it. Get baptized. Do right. Live right. And receive the blessings of God. We got too much hell going on up in churches. I want to know what in hell do some of these preachers want. Hey, come on now. What in hell do some of our preachers want? Up in that and everything, and it's all about the money and the honey. Ouch! You need to sit your rump on a stump somewhere and get. You're going to go to hell anyway. Ain't no need to try and take people with you. See, a hell is a trip that you just take by yourself. You don't have to take everybody with you. If you just don't, you're in the preaching for the money and the honeys and all the foolishness you can and raising all the money that you can and buying all the cars and everything that you can and all that, you need to sit down, go get 2-3 jobs. Get out of the pulpit. Because you're taking others to hell with you. You're going to be punished severely for that. Amen? Church has become corporate Christianity. All about the money and, of course, the honeys. So he said, do what? He said, this I say, walk in the spirit, and you should not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Verse 17, for the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. These are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things ye would. You fighting against the truth. You fighting against wanting to do right. Why? Because you got hell in you. That's why. You still got the devil in you. And I want to know what in hell is it that you want so bad you cannot do right. What is it that's driving you to hell? What is it that has taken your life over that you love taking that trip to hell? All of the bad things happening to you, things that the Bible tells you not to do, you doing them. And you reaping the benefits thereof. You go to the penitentiary and just visit it sometime. Talk to some of the people that are in the penitentiary. See what they tell you. And they've been in and out, many of them in and out, because they are fulfilling the desires of their lust. The desires of their lust. Now notice what Paul went on to say, Galatians 5. Yeah. We're in verse number 18. But if ye be led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now notice what he said. Now the works of the flesh are manifest. They are made known. Which are these? How many of you married men and women committing adultery? Just can't get enough women. Can't get enough men. Ooh, right. Just out there, everywhere you want to be, committing adultery. That's the works of the flesh. It's made known. Adultery. Fornication. Unmarried people. Just, I mean, and in these schools, these young kids now, Lord have mercy, by the time a girl or boy gets to the senior class, they don't have 50 or 60 different men or women. Or men with men, women with women. What is wrong in America today? Homosexuality is being socially and politically accepted in this country. Every great nation that accepted it today, and we're on our way down now. You find in the Bible where two men can marry each other, or two women can marry each other. God created the woman for the man, and he told him, be fruitful, multiply the earth, replenish it, and subdue it. What can two men do together? They can create a whole lot of manure. Yeah, they can create a whole lot of manure. Yeah, they can do that. What can two women do? Nothing but buy some toys and play with each other with it. Amen. But once a man go that route, he's in bad shape. Once he is hit right back there in his rectum and so forth, he can't ever be a full man again. You see, we got to understand where we're going, what we're doing. We're talking about same-sex marriages should be authorized. Are we crazy in America? And any time I hear a preacher say that, we need to take him outside and put him out the church. Take him out there. Where does he find that in the Bible? Find a two men that got married, or two women that got married in the Bible, and they reproduced and brought children into the world. Find it. Find it where God said a man can marry a man and a woman can marry a woman. God created the woman for the man. And that's all it. Ooh, Lord, what is happening to this country? It's going down. And you know the sad thing about it? The enemy is in the camp laughing themselves to death. People from India and other eastern countries are in here just having a good time. One told me one time, he said, yeah, y'all going through the same thing we went through when we failed. He said, but you just don't know, preacher. You all haven't started taking the kind of dope we were taking. Y'all don't have that here yet, but you're going to have it here in a little bit, because they're going to make sure you get it here. And it runs the people crazy as they want to be. And it falls because of them. Read the history of the East. How countries who were doing the same thing we did failed. Look at Sodom and Gomorrah. God burned it off the earth. Amen? So that means that we're heading toward being destroyed, overthrown, or something. Because once you start saying same-sex marriages is all right and putting the stamp of approval to the Supreme Court. Bible says, for it's the leaders of this people that do cause them to error, and they that are led of them are destroyed. And we're being led the wrong way, accepting sin. And we need to close the gates. God had to tell Israel to close your gates. You can't let the enemy up in your camp. They're going to know everything you're doing and sit there and laugh at you. It is pathetic. It is totally pathetic in this country now. Will it change? I doubt it. All of you should be doubting because the Supreme Court now is working on passing and making it a law that every state can have same-sex marriages in them. It won't be against nobody that wants to do it. Now, what in the ham sandwich are we going to get out of same-sex marriages? Two women. Well, you know what they'll do. Two men are getting married, and they'll get two women that are married, their friends, and they'll probably get the man, the real man that's married to the other man, will sleep with the real woman that's married to the other woman who called her a man and have a baby, and they'll start adopting each other's children or giving it away to each other. And start raising nothing but gays. See, you never thought about that, did you? Don't ever think of it, because he know he got to be fruitful and multiply some kind of way. So two gay men, the one that's the woman, will stay at home and let him go and sleep with with the gay woman who called herself a woman, and the other one is a man. That's the kind of foolishness that will start happening in this country. The Bible told us to preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, 2 Timothy chapter 4. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Why, Paul? Because the time has come that men don't want to hear nothing about the Bible. You better listen to it now. It's being manifested in the Bible. And there's no doubt about it. Amen. And so he said, the works of the flesh are manifest. They're made known which are these: adultery, fornication, all kinds of foolishness between these young children in schools and everything. Just all kinds of sex. There's one school in my community, man, where they found about 40 boys and they're having sex with one girl, oral and physical sex with one girl. Over 40 boys. That's a dirty shame. Uncleanliness, it don't matter. You can do what you want to say, what you want to say, live like you want to say, be what you, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, wow, crazy and wild, young people. Older ones, too, and got wild and crazy as they want to be. I got to do the crazy. I can do something crazy than you. You can do something crazy than me. And now you can't beat me. You can't beat me. Be we're warning for somebody to do something crazy than what you can do. Ooh-ray! What in hell is it that you want? What's down there in hell do you want? You're going to have hell on this side bad enough. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And there are a lot of people who live like hellions here, and in the end of their life, they look pathetic, wishing that they wouldn't have ever, ever been here on earth. Fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, worshiping idols, and witchcraft. Oh, witchcraft is going crazy now. They can do some witchcraft on you, whatever. It's just crazy. Hatred, just hate people because you can hate. Variance, differences, and so forth. Emulations, emulate things, and wrath, strife, seditions and heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like anything like it. And Paul said, what did he say? Anything such like it, of the which I tell you before, as I've also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Too much hell going on in this country. Too much up in the churches. I don't know what we expect to get out of the churches. We've got a whole lot of problems and circumstances going on in the churches. And you know, the leadership of the church is now bringing this foolishness in here. All for the monies and the honeys. All that's what it's about. Good time. Just come up in the church and have a good time. It's a Sunday morning party where everybody come in and just feel good. But the one thing they got to do, they got to pass that plea. They got to pass it 5 or 6 times sometime. And then that ain't enough because next Sunday, well, we didn't pick up quite a bit next week. Just the money. Isn't that pathetic in our churches? All about money. Amen. We got to get away from that. The works of the flesh are manifesting themselves. All is sinful and crazy worship kind of services and everything. We may as well call it party time, USA. Party time. Just come in there and do what you want. And we're talking about hell. What in hell is it that you want? What's down there that drive people to want to go to hell? Been good? Yes. If it make you feel good, you like to go to hell. That's what they want to do. So that's what we got to understand. The soul will be left to hell if we keep living wickedly like we're doing. And that's something that's been guaranteed us. And that's what Paul even warned us about, is that we got to watch it. And then, you know, when Abraham said unto that rich man, they have Moses and the prophets. Listen, you have the preachers today. Now you got to watch the preachers that you round. You got to find out what they really about. Amen? Are they preaching the doctrine of Christ? Are they making up something? If they make it easy for you, that's so they can take you on the hell with them. What can you find in the Bible where it tells you just receive him in your heart? You don't find that in the Bible. Just receive him in your heart. We have to submit to baptism, being buried in the water grave of baptism for the washing away of our sins. John chapter 3. Matthew 16 and 18, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel unto every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. You got to hear that, Acts 15 and 7. After there had been much dispute, and Peter rose up and said, men and brethren, you know how a good while ago that God made choice among us, but the Gentiles by my mouth should first hear the word and believe. You've got to believe that what you've heard, Hebrews 11 and 6. For without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh unto God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of all those that diligently or carefully seek him. Then you must be willing to repent. Luke 13 and 3. I tell you, nay, except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. And everybody going to go to hell that will not repent. If you never obey the Bible, you're going to go to hell. And if you're in the church and start living like a hellion, you're going to hell too. Only those that maintain the truth to the day they die are going to heaven. You can't halfway do it. Well, I've been saved. Well, are you still saved? What are you doing now? Are you out there homemongering, fornicating? Are you gay? Or what is it? I mean, it's all right to be gay. You're alive. The truth is not in you. You're alive. You think it's all right to be gay. I don't know where you are or where you came from, but you sure hadn't looked at the Bible. The Bible basically instructs you, even under the law in the book of Leviticus, you know, it was wrong even for men to be with men, women to be women, and for women and men to lay with animals. You got girls now sleeping with dogs, men going to these nightclubs, going to the back of it, sleeping with Shetland ponies and cows and sheep and everything else. Ooh-ray! Nasty, filthy people. Sleeping with dogs and cats and animals, laying with them. What in hell do you want? Even when you go to hell, you ain't going to be able to sleep with no animals, because you're going to be down there with all other men and women that didn't do right. In hell, is it that you want? You got to obey the gospel of Christ and live the life that he has commanded us to live. He gave us some basic instructions to living a Christian life. He gave us the works of the flesh, what we've got to do, what we shouldn't do. All of those things have been guided out for us. Now, he told us to obey that gospel. Who's ever put it away his wife for any reason other than adultery, put away from her husband, committed adultery. If you marry her that was put away by her husband, you commit adultery. We got to understand what marriage is about. Shacking is not getting married. Any time, young men, you listen to this well. You listen to this well, because I'm going to ask you, what in hell do you want? Any time a man uncovers a woman's nakedness or has sex with her, that is his responsibility. Under the law, that was his responsibility. Girls, you should not be sleeping with a man unless he marries you. Let him put that ring on your finger, y'all get married. And you need to stay a virgin until you get married. Amen? And if he's man enough, he will marry you. And he'd be happy to get you. Amen? So all this foolishness got to stop just from man to man to man. And then have abortions with the baby, killing these babies. You know you got the answer for that? It's a child, not a choice. And when you kill it, you kill Jesus. God said, I knew you before you were conceived in your mother's womb. I just want to know, what in hell do you want? What's down there that people are even so badly to go to hell, doing any kind of foolishness and craziness that they can to try to hurry up and get to hell? Is that what folk go? They can. You can go if you want to. I'm not trying to keep you. You can go to hell if that's what you want to do. Amen? But look, it's a trip that I don't need to take with you. And we don't need some of these preachers up in these pulpits taking these people to hell with them. Just think about it. What in hell is it you want? Amen? You know, you look at that hill and you find in Revelation, you can get the keys to the hill. You can get the keys. Somebody wants the keys to hell. You turn your Bibles over to Revelation 1:18. I am that light. I am he that liveth, brother, and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and of death. He told Paul to write these things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, the things which shall be hereafter. And he wrote it. He opens it. And hell is open to those that want to go. Christ wants us to come to heaven. But if you want to go to hell, you take yourself. And if you want to go out there and call yourself star and use yourself a church and everything, and you the pastor. But how are you going to be the pastor, a minister? How are you going to be the reverend? Reverend is mentioned one time in the Bible. Psalms 111, verse 9. He has sent redemption unto his people. He has kept his name forever. Holy and reverend is his name. That's God. That's God. And now you got men running around here with the title, I'm the most right reverend. You ain't nothing but a man. You're not reverend. God is reverend. Reverend, that's God you're talking about, not man. And when you go to church, you don't worship no man. You go to church to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And you got to bring the truth with you to the church. Make sure you do that. And make sure you have your security with you, too. You know, Bible says in John chapter 10, verses 17 through 19, 27 through 29, rather. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Ooh-ray! You become belong to Christ. Nobody going to take you out of Christ's hand. And last he said, my Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. If you belong to Christ, don't worry about nobody plucking you out of God's hand. You can't fool with God. You can't do that. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Psalms 91. Read it sometimes, and it'll tell you how God treats his people. We're going to go through some trials and tribulations. Don't ever forget that you're going to run into some problems. You're going to run through some trials and tribulations. You run through some sicknesses and all that. But put your faith in God. Put it where your security is. He says in 1 Peter 1, verses 3 through 5, blessed is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last times. God's going to take care of you. He's promised us. Once we obey the gospel, keep living it. You want to go through some trials and tribulations, but keep doing the right thing and notice how God blesses you. He takes care of his own. And if you notice around you what happened to some people who were enemies and everything else, they're gone. Many of them are. And they'll continue to be gone as long as we do God's will. Now, we're living like hellions in America now. Finances and money was good and everything, and people have gained stuff, and now they love stuff and things and hate each other. They got some stuff, like the rich man did, fared sumptuously every day. Lazarus at the gate being licked his sores, licked by the dogs and crumbs. He wanted the crumbs that fell from the rich man table. Now, you know, from a rich man table, there got to be some good crumbs. I was at an all-you-can-eat place here this weekend, and Lord have mercy. Woo-ay! People was throwing away almost a whole plate of food. They were so full, they'd go back and get some more food. You know, it's all you can eat, and they go get it, and then they just mess over it, push it to the side, and throw it away. Crumbs that you could have gotten out there and ate the rest of the week with. All that food they were throwing away. And you know, good and well, when they went home, they wasn't throwing away. You see, it'll come back to haunt you. You get crazy like that and get throwing away stuff that you can eat and use or give to somebody else, you're going to suffer for it. God is a good God, and he blesses those who bless others. It is more blessed to give than to receive. He's promised us to. Again, in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6, the Bible says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun to a good work in you will perform it until the day Jesus Christ. When you accepted Christ and he started doing a good work in you, he's going to do it until the day Christ come back. You just keep following your instructions. Keep doing what the Lord has commanded you to do. And don't ever, ever give up. Amen. That's the way it is. I just want to know this one thing. Part one of it. What in hell is it that you want? What's down there that's so glorious about hell? It's a place that's full of fire, where that rich man was weeping and gnashing his teeth. Nothing but pain. Send Lazarus to get my brothers. Stop them from coming down here with me. I got 5 hellion brothers living like hellions going to come down here. How many of us got friends or relatives down there in hell right now? You think they're down there. But you know, I know you got somebody, you know, down there in hell. And they know now. They're doing the same thing. Tell them, don't come down here where I am. And we got the Bible. We got the Bible for that. We got the Bible that will lead us. Open your Bibles and read your Bibles. Follow the instructions that God has given you. To number one, obey the gospel. You got to hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. And then you got to live faithful until death with the word. You got to go to worship service. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You got to go to worship services. Sometimes people go, well, I just went Sunday morning. You're a lie. It is the Lord's day. But I got to look at the football game. I got to do this. You got to go to hell if you don't live right. You won't be blessed if you don't live right. Follow the instruction. You got TVs that you can put the game on, and you can capture everything on there. And when you get home that night, you can look at anything you want to look at. You got all them fancy TVs and all that money you done put in the TV where you can play it and keep it on TV and look at it when you get home at night or next week or whatever you want to. And then you got to be there so you can sit up there and drink you some alcohol and get drunk, or friends come home and smoke some dope and everything. Look at it. What in hell do you want? What in hell? Amen. And marriage is honorable. I was telling a young man that the other last weekend. Marriage is honorable, and the bed is undefiled. Get out of that unclean bed, that nasty bed. Get married. Get outside that bed. Let God bless you in that bed. Amen. And God will be with you. Because it's so bad out there in the streets now and everything. That's what they go out to the clubs on Friday and Saturday night, to go sleep up with some woman or anything. Just another man or another woman, women with women, men with men, and something like that, to go out there for, you know, they got a good time. And that's wonderful to work and save you some money to go to the hotel, motel, Holiday Inn with another man, with another woman, or do whatever you want to do. Get a room full of women and just go from woman to woman to woman to woman and do it. Oh, Jesus Christ. We got to get right. Got to get right. Because what in hell? Now, I'm not saying that ain't no V in there. Don't say you've heard of V. He said, in the blank hell do you? And I said, what in hell? What's down there that won't people want to get there and live in hell here too? You know, right now, everybody know marijuana is being made right. You can smoke it in many states. They know they're adding everything, overdosing like crazy, putting everything in it, meth, everything else they can to go crazy with it now. It's going to destroy our young people, going to destroy this country. I'm sure they're doing it up in the White House, smoking that marijuana and everything else they can in the state houses and city houses too, because it's legal. When is getting drunk and getting high ever made legal? Amen? We got to start following the instructions of God. And then we need to think about it. What is it down there? Your soul and body will end in hell. Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. We're all in danger of hell if we don't live right. He desires, some people desire, his desire was for hell in Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 5. And we need to think about it. We need to think about it. Where is it that we want to go? And how do we get there? By living right and by doing right. That will save us from hell. That will do it. Our promises are from God. We have security in God. In Jude chapter 24 and verse 25, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God and Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and evermore. Amen. That's who we are with. That's the God who gave us the promise and takes care of us. Again, in Isaiah 40, verse 26, lift up your eyes on high, and behold who hath created these things, that bringeth out their that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might. For he is strong in power. Not one faileth. In Psalms 23 and verse 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We have a chance to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Just think about that. If you've been in Christ and living right, joy and the blessings you have received. Remember the trials and tribulations that you were going through that you overcame because you were faithful to the Lord. Remember how he's brought you up with peace of mind, love of heart. Just think about heaven after we depart here. We can be over in Lazarus' bosom, or you can be down in hell, being punished for your foolishness, for your unrighteousness down there. John 6 and verse number 27. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for the meat that endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. We all have that inner man, that spiritual man, to be saved. It's in our bodies. The body goes back to the dust from whence it came. But the spirit goes back to God who gave it, and it's going to be judged. It's going to either end up in hell or in heaven. Where do you want your spirit to end up? Look at your body now. What are you doing now? Are you sinful, wicked? What are you doing right now? Just think about it. Nobody has to tell you whether you're on the way to hell or heaven. Ooh, nobody got to tell you where you're going. You know yourself. Are you trying to take somebody else to hell with you? Tell them. Say, I'm trying to go to hell. I'm going to take you with me. And so you think about these things. You think about it. And we want you to open up next week to us, to part number two. We'll be closing out. We get part number two. What in hell do you want to know? We're going to get deeper than that. We're going to get deeper than that. To this end, I commend you to God and the words of his grace, which are able to keep you, build you up, and give you an inheritance among those that are sanctified. May God bless you. Thank you.